Good morning, and welcome to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, a weekly five-minute feature here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Hometown Values, Hometown Rewards.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back here to Hometown Values on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, 1240 Radio, WOMT. We got Kyle from Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Kyle, good morning, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Terry. How
Friday
are you doing today?
Friday the 13th.
Spooky.
Right?
Yeah. I've never been one for that, but yeah.
Same here. Yeah. You know, a lot of elevators, you know, that don't have the 13th floor.
I think it's the hotels that don't, but.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the elevator's choice. Right. It's the hotel's buildings choice.
Hey, so speaking of that, I was actually I was out of town. I was in the Chicagoland area recently.
Okay.
And I most of the places I went into wouldn't take cash.
Come on.
Yeah. Have you run into that at any place?
A few places.
Yeah.
I believe some of the stadiums now don't take cash. I believe the Resch Center in Green Bay, don't quote me, listeners, but I don't think that they take cash.
That sounds right too. And you know, as we talk about that, credit cards, debit cards, those kinds of pieces are becoming something we have to do.
Yeah.
You know, I would always urge people to be wary with credit cards. You can get yourself in trouble. I know. Yes. I did it to myself when I was younger too, but it is becoming a necessity to have at least one in your wallet.
I mean, it's how you do life, right?
It is,
I mean,
it is like, a lot now.
Travel without a credit card.
Yeah.
Book a hotel room.
Yeah.
It's not going to be possible. And never use a debit card when you book a hotel room.
There's a lot of questions there because fraud that's tied to your debit card is tied to your direct cash. So using a credit card actually gives you some extra added protection. So I wanted to take today to talk about Shoreline's credit cards.
Okay.
We have some outstanding rates. I mean, we've talked about this, you and I, in the past. I have a wallet full of different credit cards.
Yes.
But how do I differentiate what I use? And if I'm ever carrying a balance on my credit card, I use my Shoreline credit card.
Okay.
If I know that I'm not going to be able to make that payment in full every month, I use that Shoreline credit card because of the interest rate difference.
Okay.
We are less than half of a lot of the national brands on interest. It is true. It's crazy. But yeah, check it out. Average credit cards for larger banks are around that 15 to 22%.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. So digging out of that hole is a lot harder.
Well, and that's the thing is, right? I mean, if you find yourself in financial hardship by getting into credit card debt, man, that 15, 20% interest rates, all it's going to do is eat it up even more and more.
Yeah, if you're making those minimum payments, it definitely will. And that will extend the life of that charge.
Well, financial literacy, that's something that's really important to Shoreline, right?
It is.
Educating people on being money smart.
Correct. So one of those pieces, like I said, is not paying as much interest. You know, that's why we keep our loan rates low, our credit card rates low, to help benefit our members and the community as a whole.
Yeah. And I would imagine, you know, sometimes it's complicated to understand which credit card is the best. You know, these rewards or this low interest rate, things like that. You guys, I would imagine, will walk people through options.
We certainly can, and it doesn't always have to be us,
yeah.
And we're okay with that too. So if there are things that benefit you, I mean, it definitely pays to use the Shoreline credit card because of the lower interest rate, as well as we do have a rewards card, which pays you for shopping locally too,
yeah.
And we'll get into that in another episode too. That hometown program is an awesome piece. With that local support. But yeah, really want to encourage people to come and talk to our lenders, talk to our frontline staff and let them know what issues you're facing. And we can certainly advise you on different ways to help out.
Kyle, what is the best way of connecting with your team? Is this something that we have to make an appointment for? Is it something to walk on and call? Walk us through this.
The best way is to reach out. If you have a more extensive question, reach out for an appointment. But a lot of times we can see you when you walk in. We've got a lot of great dedicated staff there to help all of our members. But shorelinecu.org is the easiest way. There's a chat button if you're looking for an appointment. Otherwise, you can call, and the number is 920-482-3700. Otherwise, like I said, any of the online features are great too.
Awesome. Kyle, thank you for your time, and we'll talk next Friday morning. On WOMT.
Thanks for listening to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Tune in again next Friday morning at approximately 11:20 for another episode. or download the podcast anytime at WOMTRadio.com. Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, your local hometown credit union focusing on hometown values, hometown rewards. You're listening to a C. Hafer Broadcasting station.
Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, hometown values, hometown rewards.